Now can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Put me on speaker, madam, first.
Yes, I did.
Now, open up the App Store.
Yes.
Now, give a click on the search on the right down bottom.
Yeah.
Now, at the very top, type over there the letter A. A as an apple, A.
How do you spell it? F? You mean the A-double-P or?
No, only the letter A. Only the letter A, the single A letter.
Okay.
Then.
Okay, let's try to be kind to each other, okay?
Okay.
Do not angry to me, okay?
Okay, sorry for that.
Yes, I did.
Then N as in November, the letter N.
Yep.
Y is in yellow, the letter Y.
Yes.
D as in David, the letter D.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option comes up which says any desk? Any option?
Yes, I can see.
Click on that one. Through this right now, you will be getting the cancellation ID. The cancellation ID will be generated. So, do you see any option comes up which says any desk?
So I need download for the AnyDesk app.
Yeah, AnyDesk Get. Yes. AnyDesk Get. Click on Get. Now, when you see the open option, let me know.
Okay. So, AnyDesk remote desktop.
Yes, correct. That's right.
Okay. Processing now. 1 second. I made open.
Yes. Now, what do you see?
I can see the my address is 135003843.
I'm telling you the ID once again. It's 135003843. That's correct?
No. Okay. Let me read again. 135003.
Uh-huh.
843.
Yes. Now, listen to me carefully. This part is very important, madam. You need to listen to me this part. Right now,
okay.
From the security server, you will receive a security warning, okay? You need to look on the bottom of the security warning. There will be a checkbox which says, I am aware of this risk. Just see. Did you receive it?
Yes, I can see the red warning sign. Let me just ask one more thing. I've got a question for the AnyDesk app saying for the connect to the local network.
Yes, click
on
OK.
To allow?
Yes, okay. Allow.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then I can see the warning.
Yes, now look on the bottom. Just look on the down of the warning. There is an option which says, I am aware of this risk.
Accept. Okay.
Yes, accept.
Do I have to allow?
Yes, allow.
Okay.
Now what can you see?
What can you see?
Now, do not do anything, just hold. Now, what can you see exactly? Tell me.
Just any desk, lightning. I can see the my address, that's all.
Okay. Now, swipe the page from bottom to top. Swipe the page from bottom to top.
Okay. I can see this. They've been asking for the podcast. It's ING,
slow,
any
desk. Okay. You need to swipe the page from bottom to top. Go back to your home screen.
Okay. Yes, I did.
From bottom to top, not from the top to bottom, bottom to top.
Yes, I did.
Now, you need to just right now open up your settings from your cell phone.
Okay.
Now at the very top, do you see your name written? Click on your name. At the very top. Not on the down, at the very top. Your name will be written up at the very top. Do you see your name?
Yes.
Yes. Now, after that, there will be option which says payment and subscription and things like that. Click on that one.
Payment. Yes.
Yes. Now.
I open it.
Okay, yes. Now, right now, you will get to see. Now, let me correct your email address. Is that your email address or not? It will be onlygrace78@gmail.com. That is the email address is being used for model as charge. Yes. This is the email address is being used for using the fraudulent charge right now from this eBay. Okay. So what you need to do, madam, you need to go back. Can you go back?
Yeah, go back to home screen or?
No, go back. At the left top, there will be a back arrow. Click on the back arrow.
Hang on, so what's up? I've got it with my mobile, just only mobile. I've never been using my WhatsApp at the moment.
No, not the laptop. At the left top. Do you see a back arrow on the screen, on the mobile screen?
Okay.
Now, what can you see on your cell phone screen?
I just go back to the main screen.
Now listen to me carefully. Now we will help you out for getting the cancellation of these fraudulent charges and block those overseas people from your IP. Okay? So we need to check each and everything one by one. So can you please open up your email?
My email?
Yes, you need to check your email, today's mail.
Okay.
And you need to check, did you got any suspicious mail from eBay or any other department like Amazon for any purchase?
No.
Just check it.
So I need to check for my junk mail as well?
Yes, junk mail. Check that as well. Correct.
Okay, I am checked my junk mail, but it's nothing like from.
Then what is happening if you are not receiving any mail? So what is happening? Those fraudulent persons have got into your email address. That is because you are not receiving any kind of mail right now. Because you should receive a mail that is an order has been purchased, madam. But you are not getting it. That is the reason we have given this confirmation call to you. So now next thing is minimize this mail and open up, check your statement. If you check your statement, just see, do you see any suspicious on your banking statement or not? Just check it from your end.
Okay.
Yeah. 아니, 뭐지 모르겠어. 그래서 지금 가정
When you checked it, just do let me know, madam. I am on the line. Okay?
Okay, so which statement do I need to check? I can't see any statement.
Bank account statement. I want to check your transactions from your bank account. Check all your bank accounts.
I feel really uncomfortable, you know, that you just
right
know my
now, after,
email.
After checking the statement, I will show you who are the persons, madam, misusing your information right now. Just check your statement first, then I will show you who are the persons from your cell phone. When you check it, just do let me know.
Okay, hold on.
Yes. Did you check it?
speaking on the phone.
It's not working, so I really feel uncomfortable talking to you.
I will show you first. Then I will show you first. Just open up the Safari then. Open up the Safari.